Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With a second down and 9 to McCaffrey from Jones. Oh, he's got room to roam. Into the secondary, got by Belton, and then he comes back and Black combines on the stop. Catch and run, the 20 of the Giants, 39-yard catch and run by Christian McCaffrey with the hobbling Corey Black to the sideline.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Harlan on the call, 49ers, 34-24 over the Giants.
Highest point total since week 17 versus the Lions last year.
Yeah, I know it was their highest this year.
Yeah, 34.
So, by the way, a little later in the show, tough couple games for the Warriors.
Oh, my God. I was at a party for gender reveal Saturday. Shout out to the French Woods. It went great. But my son missed a pitch.
I saw that. Okay. But it looked like it still went through. I think she's still gonna have girls.
Yeah, two girls. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody was stunned. Like, and then Mark Willard's so special, and he is, because the other day he came in, Steiny, and you know when people say something to you, they have good intentions, right? But it just, you think about it later, and he goes in front of you, "Goo, I don't know if you're gonna last." And this was off of the first loss on the road trip where they blew the lead.
Milwaukee.
And so now here we go Saturday, and I'm thinking about Will, like, just in my head, like, you're not going to last. But, Steiny, we'll get to it. You can't be a quarter horse.
What does that mean?
You know, you get off to a fast start, and then you can't finish the race because you run out of gas.
Isn't that what happens to old horses? And then they shoot them.
It's too early for that.
Mm.
Dude, anyway, we'll get to them.
Mm.
It's too early.
I ran out of gas. You know what's funny is I actually watched the whole Milwaukee game Saturday morning.
Oh, we got the thread, right?
And
like 2 days later.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it was they lost.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
Milwaukee played really well.
Okay, so you can't check Ryan Rollins?
No. Nah,
I know it's football Monday.
Who can check him?
Watch the game again.
They don't have great perimeter defenders. What do you want?
And Steiny, that's on display. All right. Yeah. Back to the Niner.
I think so.
We tried to.
Can somebody explain to me the phenomenon of the 49ers traveling fan base?
Listen, I'm getting mad. It's been around,
I'm sorry.
Steiny.
Yeah, but hold on.
Oh.
You just hold on a second. I think it was a new high for the traveling 49er fans.
You think so?
Did you hear Jackson Dart?
Yeah. Well, he played in the big SEC, Steiny.
What was your feeling about all the 49er fans that were in the building today?
That was interesting. I've never played at a home game where I felt like it was kind of lopsided in that department. But, you know, they have a good fan base, and they traveled well.
I almost feel like there was plays where the Giants were going to a silent count. It felt
Shout
like that at times.
But, I mean, there's not much to cheer for the Giants, but I'll just say this, Donnie. The 2021 playoff game, Bonte went. Dallas Pandemic Radio, when we were doing Pandemic Radio, that playoff game, they almost overtook Texas Stadium or AT&T Stadium. So I'm just saying the Niners travel, if not better than anybody, the Steelers, the Packers. I mean, it's incredible.
It's kind of something to do with the money in people's pockets. Now, you know me, I don't like to count.
Yeah, go ahead. What
That's
you mean?
Not cheap, staying in New York, going to tickets, cross-country flight. I'm just telling you.
Well, Niner fans are doing well.
Apparently. Yeah. Good for them. Good for them. And they made their presence known yesterday. By the way, just this from the 408.
Okay.
Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text
line. Lay it on us.
Steiny, really? You know Mac is going to start. There is no mystery, dude.
I would take that bet. There is a – no. Like, well, I love the energy. If Brock Purdy says I'm ready to go and it's now, he wouldn't be traveling if he wasn't getting better. What better game to come back to if you're looking at it proactively like I'm about to ball out?
It might be a matter of Kyle Shanahan may think right now Mac Jones is better.
But he would have told us that.
You don't have to tell us that. He's just assessing individually every day at practice, and maybe he just doesn't think Purdy's doing the things that Mac Jones is doing in practice. I don't know.
Yeah. I just truly, really believe, I mean, this is like a soap opera, Stani, and the only drama is, you know, who's going to eventually – I don't want to make it up because I don't like to do that, like just fake it. But the bottom line is I do believe when Brock Purdy tells Kyle Shanahan and the powers to be he's ready to go, he gets the keys to the Ferrari right then.
This is Shanahan. He was asked yesterday how close he was to playing Purdy.
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
All right.
Now that was okay.
So
the more time, the better.
You know what? What was he? Yes. Was he active as the emergency?
That I don't know. He looked like he was active as emergency.
Okay. So. And this is so Shanahan's so funny. Listen to this again.
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
All right, so wasn't that close, but they thought about it, and they're going to have to assess it the same way they did last week. But here's more on what's going to happen.
And we're trying to ease Brock out there into practice stuff. But, I mean, anytime you're dealing with this turf toe, it's something that probably won't fully go away all year. You know, regardless of when he comes back, he's going to always have to deal with it a little bit, and especially the people you talk to have gone through turf toe. So it's really about just assessing when's the best time to come back that you have to deal with it the least. And it's a little bit of a tricky decision.
Can I tell you what the Guru computer reads and spits out on that?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a time here soon. And if I'm correct and my intel is right, Stani, it might be this Sunday, that Brock Purdy will reemerge as the starting quarterback. But because Baldinger and Brian Baldinger and Lorenzo Neal elected to the Hall of Fame, there could be him playing and then giving the keys back up because this thing is so bad. Your thoughts on that, Stani? I think we're going to see Brock back, but I don't think he's going to be able to escape the possible re-aggravation, the pain, and I think we see Mac again. I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like that's just how, listening to the ball coach, how this thing is trending. Stani, dude's quarterback 7 games already. You've played 9.
I'm starting to think that Mac Jones is going to start Sunday.
Mm. Even if Brock says, I'm ready to go, coach.
I have a feeling Brock Purdy might have already told Kyle that he thinks he can go.
Wow.
And Kyle said, settle down, you little thumper.
Yeah.
Because we got something cooking here, and Mac's got something cooking, and why jeopardize your health? If we can keep you on ice. I don't know. I mean, this has turned into a little bit of a different situation at quarterback, and I think we're in kind of uncharted waters. And so I don't think, like, here's what I think about the quarterback situation. You tell me if you agree or not. Like, just all the things that have happened up until now, whether it's Purdy playing week one, sitting a couple, coming back, getting re-injured, the off-season contract, how well Mac Jones is playing, how injured they are. They're still winning games. They're 6-3. It's like there aren't, I feel like there are no rules for the decision that Shanahan is making right now in his mind. Like this idea of, oh, the minute Purdy's ready, he's got to go back in and play. Not necessarily.
And how, real quick, Sonny, I just got to interrupt. How much of the Jacksonville debacle, when Brock was obviously bad and we don't know if it was the toe or how much of the toe, how much do you think that has on this decision now? I think that plays a part.
I mean, obviously they want to get Brock Purdy as healthy as possible before he gets out there. But here's the question that now I have. If Kyle Shanahan, see, all these words I think mean something. And when Kyle Shanahan says, well, it's something he's gonna probably have to deal with
that
from now on, in a way, it kind of gives Shanahan an out to keep playing Mac Jones.
Right.
And if Brock's healthy and thinks he should be playing, maybe Kyle Shanahan's like, no, I believe you're healthy, but we're going to just keep going with Mac right now.
And
it wouldn't be the craziest decision, right?
But would he be that transparent? And maybe he will be if it comes to that. But Stoudy, I just look at the scoreboard of Turf Toe and versus Brock Purdy, and let's just say he's healing or feeling better. Why, when I hear Kyle talk like that, I feel like it's 50-48. Turf Toe's up two. Or maybe Purdy's up two. And I guess what I'm saying is that's not enough for the re-aggravation or him to be the best version of himself. But what I do think, Steiny, is I do think Brock Purdy has earned, obviously, the gravitas to get ran out there, whatever game that is, to see how it goes, and then them to adjust accordingly if he's feeling pain. But what you're painting right now with your radio brush, and you might not know what all the colors, Steiny, is that Kyle might just ride the guy that doesn't have that cloud over him in regard to health.
Yeah. I think it's very possible.
And if you're in that locker room, how do you feel? Would you understand if Brock, or that's the last thing in your mind? We're 6-3 trying to get to 7-3, Gru, and beat the Rams.
I think this team knows that they can win with either quarterback and they can lose with either quarterback because, you know, things are that kind of dicey in terms of their health. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers raise their record to 6-3. Mac Jones plays a heck of a game against the Giants, and he raises his record, even though I know people don't like that, to 5-2 in the 7 games he's quarterbacked.
Now, why you say that? Or were you having some fun?
No, Evan doesn't like that.
What do you mean? Why?
I believe, and I don't want to speak for him, but there are a lot of fans out there that think quarterback records are faulty. They shouldn't even be in existence.
Nah, then, I mean, explain Jimmy Garoppolo at the height of his powers here as a 49er quarterback. Got you to the Super Bowl, right? Got you to a couple of NFC Championship games. And when you look at his one-loss record,
right,
yeah, he didn't with the heart. He was the quarterback.
Yeah, but he didn't win the games.
He was
him.
The quarterback.
Yeah, but I get, you know what? He just because of the way you're coming at it, I'm with Evan on this one.
But
Evan,
you guys sound like haters.
Evan. Hey, Evan, this whole idea of quarterback win-loss records, how do you feel about it?
I feel like you should weigh it as much as you weigh other statistics.
Oh.
And that's what, yeah, I like that, Evan. That's what I feel like I'm doing. When I talk about a guy like Garoppolo at the height of his powers with the Niners.
No, often people will say, well, Jimmy Garoppolo beat Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what we have to stay away from.
I'm just saying.
Well, when you put it in there, when you say it like that. But yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is forget his record.
Now, if he did indeed beat him, like if Jimmy threw for, you know, 280 and three touchdowns and played well in the game, then I would give you that. But that's where the context comes into play.
Okay. I'm mad at you.
Yeah. This is Mac Jones.
Does he hear Mac?
Mac's talking about, with all the news about Purdy, does that impact his preparation?
It doesn't really affect my preparation, to be honest. I've been fortunate to play both roles, starter and backup in this league, so I understand what I need to do to get ready to play, and really it's about my health and my body and just trying to get back to 100% for myself. So I know Brock's working hard, and he's done a great job every week helping me get ready, and that's all you can ask from your quarterback.
Isn't this very simple?
Talk to me, because it doesn't sound that way to me.
Who's taking the first team reps on Wednesday and Thursday? Which quarterback? Really? Isn't that what it's going to come down to?
No, no doubt.
Okay. Well, we'll probably find out more Wednesday.
But you asked me earlier, did I think Kyle knew who was starting, so it wouldn't come down to that. But you said Kyle doesn't know.
I don't think he does, but I have no idea. I think he's got to allow for Purdy to play, but he may be saying he's getting close and knows he's still a couple weeks away. I'm not sure.
And let me ask you this, Donnie, as a competitor, a former competitor on D3, on a D3 level, I'm going to look at it through the prism of both quarterbacks. If you're Mac, aren't you salivating at the bit to try to beat the Rams twice? You know what I mean? Like, aren't you like, I mean, and again, they could be playing the Cardinals, but it's the Rams and the division game. You beat them on the road. Wouldn't you not want this to be the game that you kind of give the keys back? And if you're Brock, are you looking at this like, man, okay, yeah, I missed seven games, but boy, if I can come back and beat the Rams, everybody will forget Mac even existed.
I'd like to think that both quarterbacks want to play Sunday, and I think by Sunday, maybe both quarterbacks will want to play, but that's Kyle Shanahan's decision. And again, like, it feels like this has got to be like a gut decision for Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, if the 49ers right now were 4-5 with Mac Jones doing all this, I think Purdy'd probably play against the Rams.
Wow.
But they're 6-3. So I think you have to take into account what Mac Jones has done, particularly when you hear Shanahan say, this turf toe's a bear. You never know. He's probably going to have to deal with it all season long. So he's already setting that up. It just feels like he's leaning toward Mac Jones to me.
Yeah. But, and if, man, again, and you're 6-3, 5-2 with Mac, maybe you are right, Stoney, and you hit it out the park with, regardless whoever starts, this team right now currently has two quarterbacks that equally give you the same chance to win.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers take care of business yesterday against the New York Giants. Christian McCaffrey, another very productive game. And I think we got to take a little look at his season and also the last 3 weeks since Kittle's been back. The running game has been completely different. And the way I look at the Houston game, just a complete and utter outlier.
Because he wasn't bad at all. They couldn't get started.
They never got the ball in that game. And so in a game where you only have the ball 20 minutes of 60, your running back is not going to carry 20 times. But it is clear as day that McCaffrey is going to continue to carry the ball and catch the ball as much as Kyle Shanahan can use him. Like, it's so funny. Well, he's on a pace for 400 touches, and you got to be careful about McCaffrey because he's getting up there. Kyle doesn't care. Kyle just sees a guy who gets 8 yards on average every time he catches the ball. And so he's going to use him. And, like, I almost think in a weird way, with all the injuries, now you can't even – you can't even try to play careful. Well, now we got to be careful of No, you got so many people hurt. You just got to win games any way you can. And if you're overusing somebody, you're overusing somebody.
Yeah, right now he's currently 168 totes, Donnie, on the ground. and he has currently 61 receptions. So total of 229, total plays from McCaffrey in 9 games. So 229. And this, you got a whole nother 8 to go.
This from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 925. Can we put a rat on the table? Sponsored by Atco Pest Control. The fact that this is even a conversation shows that Purdy wasn't worth that much money. With that contract, there shouldn't even be a shadow of a doubt that Purdy is the guy. But there is doubt, and with the pay gap between the two quarterbacks, it shows me how overpaid some of these players are. And
what does one do with that right there, Stoney?
Well, the money's the money with Brock.
Right. You made your decision.
So,
and you made a good decision by getting Mac Jones, right?
Yeah. So I mean, right now they have two quarterbacks and one of them, the backup's playing well. But yes, I mean, look, there's no doubt. Here's the way I look at it. Like, there's no doubt that the difference between Purdy's play and Mac Jones's play isn't $40 million. Like, that's obvious. But that's not the way football works.
Tell me how it works.
Here's the way it works. If Mac Jones had been picked last in the draft and gotten the same shot as Brock Purdy, Mac Jones would be making Brock Purdy's money right now, I think.
All right.
And so that's what I mean. I mean, like, Purdy was here. He was playing great. Got you to a Super Bowl. Got you to an NFC title game.
Got paid.
You liked him and you paid him. Great. You brought in a backup, and now the backup is really damn good. So, maybe we have a quarterback controversy. I do think it's possible.
Well, I personally wouldn't want one. That's why I always call myself CNN, Stoney, because it's political. When you talk about the contract, let's be honest. Yeah, the Niners want to win, but if they were Frank Sinatra and they could do it their way, you want the guy to ball out, the one that you paid. So this has happened. It's organically. It's natural. Mac went to, the worst place you possibly could go. But to get back here and ball out, and now if we just want to keep it real and forget contracts and money, Stoney, if we had a quarterback contest between Brock Purdy, both healthy, and Mac Jones, I don't think Brock Purdy would win it by $40 million. You know what I mean?
Of course not. Not even close.
And if you look at the draft, it is what it is. But I guess I'm asking you, how do you move forward if you're not the Niners? You can't dwell on that. And I am wondering, has Mac Jones quietly set a bar that when Brock Purdy does come back, if he comes back this year, Stoney, fans aren't dumb. We're going to be watching him through the prism of the two scoreboards of, well, Mac was doing this and that. Why aren't we, if Brock gets off to a, if we see more of Jacksonville? And maybe that's not fair, but that happened.
This is why I just, again, and people can disagree with me. I don't think we're operating with any rules right now as it relates to the 49er quarterback situation. Like, there's no template for this.
See, I think there's one.
I don't.
You can't lose your job to injury.
Well, I think there's one that's way bigger than that, and that's who Kyle Shanahan thinks is better, plain and simple. And this is where I do trust Kyle Shanahan. And what I mean by trust is have the courage to make a really hard decision. Mm. And I don't know if he thinks Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy right now.
But if he's healthier.
But if he does think, if he thinks Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy right now, whether it's health or not, he better play Mac Jones. And
I wonder if there's a scenario to where you kind of just say, hey, look, man, let this turf toe play out. We're going to run with Mac. It's your show next season. You get fully healthy because we don't want to, jeopardize Brock's future. And I know that might sound like a stretch, but I am wondering if he doesn't go this Sunday, that is Brock, and somehow the Niners go to 7-3, Stoney, it's going to be one of those it's going to be kind of hard to take the keys. I mean, you can and probably will, but you can admit, like, you're really doing that?
You know what? I'm ready to say this, that old truism no longer is relevant.
The one I brought up?
That you can't lose your job because of injury. Of course you can. We've seen it here. We saw with Cap. Hell, we saw it with Draymond Green and David Lee back in the day.
Well, those are two outliers, wouldn't you say? Like, no, you those happened, and you're right. But, man, it's been a lot of ball in seasons around.
I don't think that rule exists anymore. I don't.
That's interesting.
I
wonder if Tom can hide behind it, too, if he needed to kind of say, Brock, just sit this one out because he knows Brock, you know, Mac is doing his thing.
I don't know. I just know that the difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones at this moment seems to be a sliver, if anything. And what does Kyle Shanahan do? Mm. Whatever he wants and whatever he feels like is going to be the best way for the 49ers to win that game against the Rams.
On the other side, tell me what you would do, Stoney.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Third and goal, McCaffrey. With a block by McKivitz and a block in there by Pooney. Touchdown. Another one. Second today for McCaffrey. 16th career game of one or more rushing touchdowns and one or more receiving touchdowns. Now the most all time. He's got 16 games like this, and he broke the tie with Marshall Faulk, who had 15.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow.
Kevin Harlan on the call yesterday.
What company, man?
The Niners win 34-24. They're now 6-3. And I got it. Here's how I'm starting this segment. Something's going on. There's something fishy, and I can't put my finger on it.
About
the 49ers and the fans right now. And like I said, I can't quite put my finger on it. But this team, and maybe, you know what? And maybe I'll pander and say, maybe you're too smart for your own good. You're 6-3. But I don't sense a lot of excitement. I really don't. I sense a fan base that's like, we're playing as well as we can play
right.
with all these injuries, but we're smart enough to realize we're probably not going anywhere this year. That's the sentiment, some of the sentiment I get from 49er fans.
It feels like you just described, and you tell me, you're the wordsmith, cautiously optimistic.
I don't even think they're optimistic.
Now,
I think they're realistic.
I got to take it one step further then. So don't expect any movement from Lynch and Kyle if they believe that, if they're thinking like the fans, because I got to believe those are the guys that know, and Lynch is 1-1, what it takes. And I think the Super Bowl for the Niners this year, Stoney, and I'm robbing them of nothing. This is truly incredible through 9 games that you're 6-3. You don't even have to win another game for me, and I'll be like, oh, you had 900.
Settle. If they go 6-11.
Oh,
come on.
But now you didn't make me for do you go make a move? Like,
let me tell you the move.
I understand both mindsets. Do you just let this play out?
No, here's the move you make.
Because you need to make them if you think you're going to win a playoff game. The Super Bowl is making the postseason, man.
You know
to me.
You know why you make one? If you want to make a move, you do it for one reason.
And they made one last week.
Next year.
Okay, you want team control over the guy.
If he helps you this year, great, but he's got to help next year.
But if you want to win, and I could be selling the Niners shorts, Donnie, their front office, but let me tell you, I know fans. I know them. Niner fans die hard that feel like they can go into a playoff game and win a game.
Okay.
But then you need to bring somebody or somebody in to be able to get after the passer, especially if you're going to be without Mikael Williams, Donnie. And
he can't rush.
But he's a body. You're running out of bodies. I'm just saying, Stoney.
You're getting Huff back, right?
Yeah. When?
Probably this week. This week or next, I would think. No, I'm not. There's not a move out there that's going to make him a Super Bowl contender, I don't think.
Right.
But here's the other thing about me and something fishy's going on. Quarterback controversy. I don't know if we have one or not, but even if we have one.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One, the fan base is not polarized over it. I do not feel like the fan base is polarized over what to do at quarterback. I feel like if Kyle Shanahan continues to go with Mac Jones, the fan base will be okay with it. I don't hear a clamor for Purdy.
If you keep winning at this clip, can't you kind of understand it then?
Yes, but then there are ramifications from that.
Now, that's where I think you're going too far.
I don't.
Now, if this were the season after the Niners had lost in Vegas, I feel like everybody would Mutombo, rest in peace, and say there's nothing here. But the fact that the Niners went 6-11 last year and you only had this great running back McCaffrey for four games, and I don't know, Steiny, I feel like it doesn't bode well for Purdy amongst fans. The fact that that campaign last year culminated in no playoff berth, and it wasn't all his fault by any stretch. I'm not saying that, but I am wondering if some are kind of sitting back and like, well, you know, he's 5-2. We didn't make the playoffs last year. Let's just let this ride out.
That's completely understandable. Like, if you watch Purdy play last year and you watched him play two games this year and you know he's got turf toe, Mac Jones has been better. Is it fair to say Mac Jones, through seven games this year, has played better than Brock Purdy last year? I think he has. I feel like
it's unfair, but
why? Mac Jones is working with maybe less outside of McCaffrey.
I can give you that.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. So basically, I think predation and they're being reserved because we'll wait for others to up on injuries, but I look at it this way. Man, win the games. You're a football player. Let's go. Suck it up. Mac Jones is better than Purdy because he can stay on the field. And if I was an ownership group, I'd be highly tempted to trade Brock Purdy right now and sit with two quarterbacks and then get rid of that contract and go sign a couple of free agents and make those trades that we need to make to make a Super Bowl run. If you ain't trying to win the Super Bowl, you're trying to be a loser. Straight up. And all these fans out there with their Brock Purdy jerseys, I said it way back, and you guys know this. I was like, he's a little bit too short for me as a quarterback, you know, as a coach. I like tall quarterbacks and gunslingers like Josh Allen. I don't care. If you can't see over the line and they're batting down passes, you got issues. You ain't going to be able to reach no catch. But I'm telling you, our offensive line is not going to be able to keep Purdy off the ground like they – and even Mac Jones is scraping himself every other play. And let me tell you something, man, right now, Mac Jones has a higher pain threshold, I think, to deal with pain. Because Mac Jones is out there beasting out. One minute he can barely walk. The next minute he out there gingerly moving around, dropping dimes. So, you know, in terms of who's better, who's staying on the field right now. Purdy ain't master season that I talked to him with.
All right, Nick, you're good.
Is that what you want, Steiny? Because we're not there.
But
that's how it goes. Nick feels how he feels. Didn't sound like he was high on a Purdy contract from the beginning, but – you know, I know you just talked about it, man, and I guess that's what's making through nine games this season kind of special. And have, you know, like, my curiosity is peaked to the utmost because, Steiny, I truly do not, when it comes to the 2025 Niners, know what to expect. And quietly, it's been a good thing because, you know, like Martin Luther King, you know, rest in peace, they keep overcoming. And there was another injury, which looks like it might be season-ending for Mykal Williams. But the beat goes on. They lost him in the game. And I know some people were saying he shouldn't have been in. But, Steiny, if you got McCaffrey, do I dare say you got a chance? Because that's what they didn't have last year when they went 6-11, all but for four games.
The other thing I wonder is, and I don't know why the answer would be no, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Is there something about Mac Jones that allows McCaffrey to be this kind of runner and this kind of pass catcher? I mean, I would think that Purdy can throw the ball to McCaffrey every bit as much as Mac Jones can.
He did when they went to the Super Bowl and NFC champion those times.
Not like this. Yeah. I mean, McCaffrey's in the top 10 in catches, I believe. Yeah. Top seven or eight.
I hear you, but I wonder if that's a byproduct of erosion, if I dare use that word, some erosion on the offensive line compared to a couple years ago when they blocked it better.
That probably has something to do with it. Yeah, all the injuries, no doubt about it, but you know, as far as the quarterback situation goes, you know, I think we're in a week to week situation, and they're not trading anybody now. They can't trade either of them now because they're probably still going to need both of them. Yeah. You would think.
Would you be uncomfortable if I asked you point blank range?
No.
Right now, who you think the better quarterback
is? Mac Jones.
Wow.
Based on what I've seen this year, Mac Jones is better. Mm. But I don't think that I really, you know, I don't think Purdy was fully healthy.
But what if he never truly is?
Well, then it's Mac Jones. Then you have to quarterback Mac Jones.
Yeah, but when I think about it like that, I feel like that's our answer.
Like, it is the answer.
To hear Kyle say this thing might follow him the rest of the way, you almost owe it to the other guys.
Maybe they signed damaged goods. I have no idea.
Well, no, he got hurt in Seattle. Week one, the turf toe.
Well,
and it might just need more time than the season has.
Too bad. Welcome to the NFL. And, like, the bottom line to me is who's the better quarterback? And I have a hard time believing right now Purdy's a better quarterback than Mac Jones. Mm. That's just me.
Yeah, and he was 6-11, Mac Jones, on third down yesterday. And we hadn't talked about one place, Donnie. I was mad at Collins. I was watching it like, let him hang. It was a fourth down. He had looked like they were going to punt, called a timeout, and went for it and got it. And I thought that was like, yeah, that's the Kyle I know. I don't know.
Is that the one where Juszczyk was left early and they didn't call it on the push? Another break they got. Graham Gano missing a 45-yarder.
Yeah. Somebody made a 68-yarder yesterday. Who was it? Jacksonville kicker.
Guy named Little.
Yeah.
Orlando in San Bruno. How you doing, Orlando? How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I just want to quickly say that it is probably going to be a lingering situation for Purdy, but we have to go with the hot hand. Yesterday, Matt Jones tied Steve Young's 1994 record at Atlanta Falcons with 14 consecutive completions to start the game. The guy is on fire. In all sports, you got to go with the hot hand. Go Niners. That was a very good win. And guys, have a great
day. I got to ask you this before you go.
Yeah.
How do you – and I love what you're saying, the hot hand. And I'm not blaming Mac on Houston's loss, but just a week ago – we were on this station talking about what happened to the Niners. So does that constitute hot that they got, you know, suffocated in Houston?
Oh, yeah. When I called last week, I don't know if I mentioned, but the head coach of the Houston Texans knows.
All right, I got you. All right.
And the 49ers were beat up, and it was a perfect storm. And I think real quick, I think I used the analogy when Gruden played the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember.
So it was like that. Hey, you know, any given Sunday, but like you guys mentioned, the Texans defense are very, very good.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
So he said, ride the hot hands, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean,
one, two, or three.
And, you know, to my way of thinking, well, I mean, when your defense can't get off the field, it puts a lot of pressure on your offense. And the 49ers didn't handle it well last week.
I mean, that was bad. Yeah, but again, it was Houston.
Like, if you're asking me who's a better quarterback right now, it's probably Mac Jones. Because of this.
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
All right, and then this.
And we're trying to ease Brock out there into practice stuff. But, I mean, anytime you're dealing with this turf toe, it's something that probably won't fully go away all year. You know, it's, regardless of when he comes back, he's going to always have to deal with it a little bit, and especially the people you talk to have gone through turf toe. So it's really about just assessing when's the best time to come back that you have to deal with it the least. And it's a little bit of a tricky decision.
When's the bye?
Week 14. So they got the Rams at home. They go to the Cardinals. And then they got the Panthers. And then it looks like, Stoney, the Browns.
I mean,
and then
I'm,
they got the bye after the Browns.
I mean, what I'm almost hearing there is, yeah, Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback unless he gets hurt. Because Brock is going to be dealing with this all year long.
And the
story of this injury apparently is when you play, you need to give it time to recover. And then how much does Brock Purdy quarterback the game after he comes back with the turf toe? So, like, I think Purdy's better than Mac Jones when they're both healthy, but I think right now...
Oh, so your answer was predicated on health when I asked you. Okay, you said but you're saying he's healthier.
I don't think Brock Purdy's healthy. I mean, I don't, like, even if he's 90%, that might not be enough for me because I need his wheels. And if the turf toe is going to affect his wheels, then that's going to affect his overall effectiveness.
Let me ask you this, as far as confidence out of this game yesterday. And again, I know it's the Giants and they're hurt and whatnot. But Stoney, you put, I don't want to say clinic, but you ran the ball down their throat. Anything's a plus after what we didn't see in Houston. How much do you think they can take of what they accomplished yesterday, although it was the lowly Giants, you know, bottle that up and bring it home and feel good about yourself and your chance against the Rams, who made some bonehead mistakes in the game where you beat them on the road.
What was the question again?
You know, how much of this is a confidence builder being that it was the Giants?
I don't think it was.
See, that's why.
I mean, it's the Giants. They're 2-7.
But it's about you too, and you perform.
Okay.
The Texans had their issues, well, too, like, as far as record-wise. They got a better defense, but they were losing.
Right, and any confidence they take out of this game to take to the Rams game...
Foolish.
...will end the first time Mac Jones gets knocked down or Kyron Williams runs for 15 yards. I mean, I think the Rams have a lot of action this weekend against the 49ers. Now, here's the bottom line, though. Can you beat the Cardinals? Yes, you can beat the Cardinals. Can you beat the Panthers? Yes, you can beat the Panthers.
You just beat the Packers.
Can you beat the Browns? Yes, you can beat the Browns.
How about the Titans?
Yes, you can beat the Titans. That's why you can lose to the Rams. Hell, you can lose to the Seahawks. As long as you win a bunch of those winnable games, you're going to be right there.
What if I told you, and I surveyed every Niner fan, within the next 3 weeks, you'll see a Niner offense with Pearsall. I'm putting it at four now just because I'm bringing Ayuk in this. Ayuk, Pearsall, and Purdy on the field together. Would you take that bet in the next 4 weeks?
Yes, I would take that bet, actually. I think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think Ayuk's playing. That's why I went to.
You don't like it, Carter?
Carter didn't like that.
I think they're going to open Ayuk's window, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think all of them together.
Yeah, but what about Brock? Thank you, Carter.
Far-fetched for me.
Yeah, all right.
And Pearsall, hopefully he's back this week.
We'll see. Let's go to Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. Good afternoon, gents, or good morning, I guess.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, you know, you heard the expression, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees, you know, and my comment really is more just kind of the obvious, but I think it's such an intriguing story that, you know, Shanahan drafted Trey Lance and gave away the, you know, a fortune for it, and then just Purdy was the last draft, you know, throw-in kind of guy, and then Lance kind of was bombing out and people were saying, you know, Shanahan should have gone with Mac Jones, who was really a second choice, and some people thought that was the direction they were going to go because Shanahan saw him fitting so well with his mindset and his offense. But, you know, and then Mac Jones had a really good first year and Lance obviously didn't. And people were really questioning we should have brought Mac Jones. Then Purdy steps forward and becomes really good. And Mac Jones then becomes a bust. And then we get Mac Jones back and he's been the savior for the Niners. So the story is just it's so intriguing, it's so unique, and you can't really make this stuff up. But you know, I've been a big fan of Jones this year, and also his first year with New England, and I thought he was always going to be a good fit with Shanahan's system, and it shows you Shanahan can really, other than Trey Lance, he can really pick quarterbacks, because Darnold did the same thing, right? Last year as the backup, he was, or 2 years ago, I guess it was, you know, he was fabulous with the Niners. So, in the systems, you get these passers that can throw with accuracy, with a little bit of mobility, get the ball out fast, do some really good things. So it's been exciting, and I think they should roll with Mac Jones as long as he's winning and reasonably healthy. You know, also, you know, no matter how pretty he comes back, he's not going to have the repetitions with these players, and he's got some new players out there that he hasn't really thrown to. I think you can't underestimate the kind of the chemistry and that with Mac Jones. So I'm all in for Mac Jones, you know, not a knock on Purdy at all, but wait till he's all healthy and get some reps going before they start to put him into live action. That's my take.
Yeah, that's a good one, Pat, and I think a lot of people share it.
Yeah, and I don't want to get ahead of my skis, but I know, Steiny, you talked about Operation Playoff, and the Niners have a spot right now at 6-3, but man, the enormity of this game and the rest of this schedule, you know, a lot of people keep talking about the Niners as that seventh and final playoff spot or berth, but man, they are in position to actually win this division. Now, I know there's a whole hell of a lot of time and plays and blood, sweat, and tears to go, Matt Steinmetz, but the fact that you're currently undefeated in your division, and if somehow things go sideways for the Rams just this Sunday and you got another with Seattle, I'm just saying Mac or Brockham, whoever under center, I mean, this team is putting himself in position to win the division.
Yeah.
I get everything that comes with that, and I guess I'm firing myself up to where I'm John Lynch, Steiny. I got the phone in my hand now.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on them winning the division, because they're in third place right now. Yeah. And the only way you're going to win the tiebreakers are if you
double up.
Yeah, against one or both those teams. So, you know, I wouldn't bet on them to win the division, and I wouldn't bet on them to win this weekend against the Rams, but their season's not over if they don't beat the Rams on Sunday. I just think that the Rams are playing great.
Yeah. Who do you think's better, Seattle or the Rams, or who's playing better? Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, they're both playing.
Man.
Both playing.
That was a clinic Seattle put on last night.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan midweek is going to be seeing how Brock Purdy feels with the turf toe, and we'll find out who's quarterbacking Sunday. But this is now five straight games that Mac Jones is quarterbacked, and San Francisco 49ers are 6-3. This was, I think, a big part of the game yesterday, and I alluded to it earlier, but Shanahan on the team's tackling.
I thought we did better, definitely. I mean, we definitely did better. Still looked like we missed some tackles out there. Got a little loose, especially there at the end, giving up some big plays. Wish we didn't let them get in the end zone there at the end. But I was real happy with the defense overall.
Yeah, I felt like every time the 49ers had to make a hold on third down, they gave up six or seven. Mm-hmm. But the Giants needed nine, and the reason they didn't get nine was because the 49ers, I did think, tackled immediately after guys caught the ball and couldn't make any more yards out of it.
Yeah, it was night and day, especially the back end, Steiny. You speak of tackling. It was just something. I don't know why I felt like they couldn't do well against the Texans, but that was on display, kept everything in front of them. And, again, that's why I was like, man, with the state and the health of this team defensively and the age and the youth and how you can get taken advantage of, and we've seen it at times – the fact that Jackson Dart couldn't get going and the Niners had a 17-point lead before allowing two late drives in the fourth, and it sounds like Shanahan's okay with it in Saleh, how can you not, like, let your hair down? Like, okay, that was definitely a bounce back as opposed to the week before in Texas.
This is Kyle Shanahan on 49er rookie Mykel Williams, who was hurt yesterday.
He's just down, and you know, you never know. So I said, hey, hopefully it's not the worst, but if it is, hey, it sucks for this year, but that's all it sucks for. You'll be back next year, and this won't affect you at all. We're worried it's ACL, but you never know until tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, just for the Niners, and you talk about the fans and the history with, you know, who they lost in Bosa on this turf, Stoney, to go in and that happened that late, you know, I don't got to tell you, but that stinks.
Story of the season.
No, oh, there you go.
Story of the season for the 49ers. All right.
Help me out.
Yeah, I got you. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.